Anyway, we're at Gloucester now, and you start at Gloucester. What happened when you first came over? Straight into the first team, or how did you progress?
My first meeting at King's Home when I arrived was with Mr. Peter Ford, who was chairman of selectors, and he was on the England selection committee as well. And he met me at training. I used to train on a Monday and a Thursday, I think. I can't remember, I'm sure it was. And he said, "Mr. Fiddler, it's great to have you from Cheltenham, but you're not going to play for the first team for a year." And I didn't. I played the whole first season in United. What his reasoning was behind that was, I don't know. But my first year playing for United, it was a good idea, actually, because it settled you into the club. You got to know people, you got to know the players, you got to know how the coaches wanted to play. So my first season here, I was a United player, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
71-72.
Yeah, 71-72, yeah. We just won the John Player Cup, I think.
Yeah, 72.
Blakeway came 71.
Yeah.
And you played your first game for the first 15, the first game of the 72-73 season.
Yeah, that was at Broughton Park.
Do you have any recollections of that game in particular, your first game for Gloucester?
Not really. Obviously, you're excited, but having played in United, and United rugby was not easy. It was hard, very competitive. I mean, we used to get quite good crowds out here. Even for United, we get 700, or sometimes a couple of thousand people watching. I remember it wasn't a very nice journey, but I think it was in a September game, and it was hot. Of course, being sort of 6'4" and 17, 18 stone, hobbling around in the heat wasn't my favourite scenario.
So, what recollections do you have of games for Gloucester as it moved through? What were the standout games for, you know, when you may have scored three tries? I'm sure you didn't score three tries, but where there was a major incident perhaps or something like that?
No, I wasn't there to score tries. I was there to win the ball for the backs to score the tries.
Right.
But in those days, Gloucester didn't have any backs anyway. So, anyway, we very seldom let the ball go past Boothie or Pete Kingston. There are so many games. I think I played roughly about 300-odd games for Gloucester. But a couple of games, one game especially sticks out in my mind, is Pontypool away. I can't remember the year. They hadn't been beaten for 2 years on Pontypool Park. And we went down there, and it was absolutely packed. And to be fair, they had people. They had Price, Faulkner, and Windsor, Perkins. They had an absolute bunch of animals playing for them. And in those days, I mean, to win at Pontypool was not easy. Gloucester went down there, and we beat them. I mean, it was a fantastic game, and it's not often you play down in Wales and you get cheered off the ground. Another recollection of that game is John Watkins, who to me is one of the best players I've ever played with and one of the best players who's ever graced that pitch out there, had literally half his ear bit off. And I remember holding his ear so it didn't fall off. So when we got back to the club, it's a true story, Doc Durkin had a guzzle of whiskey and then stitched his ear back on.
What about any other grounds that you played at? Were there favourite grounds you like to play at? I mean, obviously, Pontypool as a sticks out in your mind. But
well, I think all the grounds in those days had good atmosphere. I didn't like particularly playing up at Leicester. A ground I did like going down to was Northampton. Northampton were always a nice club. They had they had the Crooked Hooker, which was their sort of players' bar afterwards, and. Always a good atmosphere there, and I enjoyed playing in Wales as well. I mean, going down to Newport, Cardiff, Swansea. The rugby was tough in those days, and as we played weekends, and then we play on a Monday and Tuesday. And I think a lot of the players from Gloucester in my era will tell you that not a very particularly pleasant place to go on a Tuesday night was Newbridge, and we had to go down there because they didn't have any lights, I don't think, so we had to get down there early. But that was a hard game. Newbridge on a Tuesday night away.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
With a local referee, no doubt. Yeah.
I remember, just as an anecdote, I remember playing at Newbridge and we were just about to win the game, and their winger got the ball, and he was running, and they, our winger, sorry, to get a try, and the toucher put his foot out to trip him up, so local touch judgment.
I have a couple of little things to tell you about playing down in Wales as well.
I was
captain down at Aberavon, and we took a good side down at Aberavon, and it was I always remember I tossed the coin, the coin went up, dropped on the floor, ran along the ground and went down a drain. So we never knew from the first toss of the coin that I did as captain what the result was. So we had to fish the coin out of the drain and we tossed again. But that was Aberavon away, and then we went down to Abertillery. If you've ever been to Abertillery, I mean, candles are brighter than the floodlights. So we all get in the changing room, we're banging and knocking and getting all ready for the game, and I leave the team out. Instead of turning left, I turn right onto the tennis courts. And it was quite funny, actually. So we ran around the tennis court, out through the gate, onto the field. And the lights at Abertillery were absolutely appalling. I mean, you literally could not see the ball. But there's just a couple of things that my experience of captain in Gloucester.
You'd mentioned earlier about playing with John Watkins and one of the standout players, or the standout. Are there major players that, or any, not major players that you played with that stick in your mind?
Well, I suppose in that era we were lucky that, you know, we had some really good players, but who I had the utmost respect for was Mike Nichols. I mean, on the field, off the field. I mean, on the field he was a complete animal, but in those days you needed one or two of those. It's a shame we haven't got a couple now, really. But Mike Nick was 150% for Gloucester. When he was captain, he led from the front. When he coached, we hated him because the things he used to make us do were absolutely ridiculous. We got here one day, we got a bus at the top of Robbins Wood Hill, and we had to run back, which in those days was a long way for me, I can tell you. But Mike Nichols, John Watkins, you know, Mike Burden, Robin Carolyn, we've had some great players. And other players who don't get a lot of headlines, people like Richard Marr, Bob Clues, what servants they were to Gloucester. Both played 500 games, and but they never really got the recognition that I really thought they should have got. But no, I'm very lucky. Played with some, I mean, we had a very strong side in those days. And I think we used to be members of the Daily Telegraph pennant or something. I think we won that a couple of years, and that wasn't just the English clubs, that was the Welsh clubs as well. And we topped that.
What about players you played against? Who were the ones that stand out? Well,
Alistair McHarg was my bogeyman, the London Scottish second row. Lovely bloke. But I tell you what, the only way I could win a line air ball off him was either to give him one or get Berto to take him out. But, I mean, Alistair, I really struggled against Alistair. I mean, but he made my life a misery when I was playing. But lovely bloke. I was lucky to have my caps with Bill Beaumont. Great, great rugby player, Bill. Good scrummager. There was lots and lots of players that I really enjoyed playing with. I played against especially some of the second rows down in Wales, Norster, people like that, Alan Martin. Some really good. I played against Delby Thomas early days. I'm trying to think. He was a guy, Price, at Neath. I can't remember his name anyway, but he played for Wales. He was from Cambridge University, and you'd think he'd have come out of Bristol Zoo. But there were some tough guys around then.